This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The University of Missouri has prevailed in a public records lawsuit filed by an education advocacy group that sought access to professors' copies of course outlines. A Boone County Circuit Court judge recently rejected the National Council on Teacher Quality's efforts to compel release of copies of course syllabi under the state's open records law. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf disclosed the favorable ruling in an email to university employees last week. The council sought the records as part of its nationwide effort to monitor what aspiring teachers learn in college. The university contended that the documents are intellectual property legally protected under the federal copyright law. The council released its review in June, concluding that college programs that train future teachers don't adequately prepare them for the classroom. Missouri's overall drought picture is vastly improved this summer over what it was during last year's extreme heat and dry conditions. Still, drought remains an immediate threat to portions of the Show Me State, according to Mark Fuchs of the National Weather Service office in St. Louis.
We have what we consider moderate drought from the Kansas City area up to around St. Joe and then up to near the Iowa border. And then what we consider abnormally dry conditions across most of the northwest half of Missouri and somewhat into south-central Missouri along the Arkansas border.
The latest drought monitor survey shows no drought conditions right now in the southeast, south-central, and east-central Missouri, and that includes the St. Louis area. Fuchs says, though, that soil conditions are getting progressively drier throughout the entire state, especially in western Missouri. Governor Jay Nixon is pointing to Missouri's credit rating in defending his veto of tax-cutting legislation. Nixon has sent lawmakers a letter that says enacting the tax cuts could jeopardize Missouri's AAA credit rating. Nixon says credit rating agencies noted the legislation in reports this month. The legislation would cut tax rates for individuals and corporations and create a new deduction for business income reported on individual tax returns. When fully phased in, it has the potential to reduce state tax revenues by hundreds of millions of dollars. However, some of the tax cuts depend upon continued growth in state revenues. Supporters of the cuts plan an election-style effort to encourage the Republican-led legislature to override Nixon's veto. A central Missouri nuclear plant is expected to remain shut down for several days while Ameren, Missouri workers perform tests and repair damage from a small fire Friday night. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the fire was in the non-nuclear power generation side of the Callaway County nuclear facility, and the plant will stay offline until the workers are finished. Ameren spokesperson Cleveland Reasoner says power cables that connect the plant to the electric grid shorted, causing some nearby insulation to catch fire. Ameren says the nuclear reactor automatically shut down and no radioactivity was released. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.